shot. Catch me outside. How about that? Catch me outside. This weekend, I am doing the Great Outdoor Comedy Festival again here in Calgary. I did it last year. I did the one in Calgary and Edmonton. And it's wild. Like, just the names that they're able to pull at this thing is crazy. And it's kind of funny because every other, you know, half the time when you get pitch shows for comedy and stuff, it's like they overhype it. They lie. They say it's going to be this huge thing and then blah, 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 blah. And then you get there and it's like there's four people in a dartboard. And you know what my favorite thing with comedy is, by the way, when they go like, we can't pay you, but you get half off a meal at the kitchen. Could you imagine any other job where someone's like, hey, can you, do you mind coming and just like, I don't know, working on some Excel spreadsheets in our office for a day? We can't pay you, but you can, tell you what, let me see if I can get you a discount on the vending machine. Would you like to do that? How about that? How about you get a free drink after your shift? Is that good? Is that enough to pay you to drive 9 hours to come do? Would you mind doing that? Oh, yeah, by the way, it's in the middle of nowhere. Would you mind driving 9 hours in the winter to come up and just work the forklift for like, I don't know, hour and a half? And we'll get you. Tell you what we'll do is the boys have a buffet and I'll let you eat from the buffet. Any other job, unbelievable. So, but this was the one festival where, like last year, it blew my mind because they just sort of sent an email if I wanted to do it, but no details, no context. And they'd done it, I think, a year or two before with some decent names. But they didn't, like, the email was so just, what's the word here? I wanted to say subtle. Humble? Humble, is that the word? What would Kendrick Lamar say? Let's go with humble. Like, it didn't convey that it was going to be this wild thing. It just said, you know, it's a festival coming to town. Do you want to host blah, blah, blah. And then, of course, the poster comes out and it was Bill Burr. And I'm like, Jesus Christ. Any other festival, any other like booker would have, that they would have led with that. And this one didn't. But I guess that's good. That's good. And I think they had to keep it under wraps anyway. But the names that they're pulling is unbelievable. I think this year they had Seinfeld out in Halifax. It's unbelievable. And it's unbelievable. Sounds like fucking Trump. It's unbelievable. And this year I'm doing with Andrew Schultz on Sunday. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes. I'm looking forward to it. I think doing comedy outside is always sort of a mixed bag. It's always so random. You know, comedy does really well when there's a roof. And especially when it's a low ceiling, that type of thing. Outdoors can be a bit of a challenge. Because the laughs just go into the sky. So we'll see. I'll be curious to see how a guy like Andrew handles it, that type of thing, just to see if he can get a good gauge. Because I know when I did last year, it was tough to gauge if you were even doing good. That's how I felt. Because you can see the people up front, if they're smiling and laughing, but the people at the back, it's so hard. You know what's kind of funny too, actually? I was watching fucking Limp Bizkit. So red. I was watching the Limp Bizkit Woodstock 99 video because there is nothing. I don't care what kind of day you're having, if you need to get pumped up, you put on Limp Bizkit at Woodstock 99. I can't even remember what song it is, but there's like this thing where the bass goes dunno, 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 dunno. Holy shit. Holy shit. When you see that, and you'll watch the bass guitar, he's like, he kneels down right near the bass where the sound is coming out, as if he wants to get it even more in his brain. And he's like, dunno, 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 dunno. I think it's Break Stuff. I think that's the song. Dude, Break Stuff, when you listen to that just on Spotify or on a shit-ass cassette tape, rest in peace, you got to think that the ocean is just full of cassettes. That's how shit cassettes are. Like, records still exist, people collect them, and cassettes are just, if someone tries to give you a cassette, you're like, I'll take it if someone important died. I'll be polite and take this if this was like your nana's, but I'm not taking this shit otherwise. But records, still cool. CDs and cassettes are just absolute shit, right? I mean, cassettes might have been even better than CDs because I don't think cassettes would skip. I mean, you could still fuck up the tape every now and then and whatever. You lose the whole Millennium album by Backstreet Boys. But at least they like They wouldn't skip CDs. You couldn't even go for a fucking run. Remember that shit? You used to have a Walkman, and it would have like anti-skip, and you couldn't fit the thing in your pocket. Oh my God, gross. But when you listen to Break Stuff by Limp Bizkit, even without an audience or even seeing a video of it, it gets you fired up. It gets you fired. And I got to be honest, I forgot. I guess this is the Limp Bizkit tribute podcast episode. I forgot how many bangers that guy had. Like, I always think of, I guess Break Stuff and Rollin'. So I thought maybe he only had two songs. No. This guy has, when you actually look back, it's like he's got like 10 songs that ruled the 90s. And I feel like some of these artists, like, I feel like they just made bank in the 90s. And like, because you wonder, you're like, where's Limp Bizkit now? I don't know. You never hear of him. But he probably just made such a nut in the 90s. He's like, I don't give a shit. Plus, it's got to be exhausting. That's that type of music. You know, Paul McCartney could go playing on forever. Because it doesn't take a ton of energy to go, yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. You know, you don't have to slam your head onto the speaker. You don't have to jump around. He just sits at a piano and plays. By the way, that's not a critique of the song. I'm just saying, when you're a guy like Limp Bizkit, I think there's a finite amount of time that you can even perform live with those songs. When you watch the video and you see how they're headbanging, I mean, he probably has brain damage, to be honest. But that song at Woodstock 99, which I'm sure most of you already saw that documentary, that was months and months ago, but it's old news. But when you, that's, I'll still watch that every now and then. When I need a pick-me-up to get motivated for the gym, I will watch that. And it makes you want to, it almost makes me want to like install my laptop on my windshield of my car so I can watch it as I drive to the gym. And I know that's not safe, blah, blah, blah. You can't see in front of you. Oh, you're supposed to see in front of you when you drive. Whatever, nerd. Whatever. I think I can just feel it. But whatever. When you see that video, and like I said, the bass player, he goes, dunno, 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 you know? And Fred Durst is, you know, he's saying all this crazy shit. He's like, you want to break something? Sorry. I rolled the dice on the impression, and it didn't come out how I wanted it to. But when you see that video, this is why it reminded me of it, because you look out at the audience, and there's so many people. It's got to be a weird feeling, because I don't know how musicians feel. Like, as a comedian, you can feel if the audience, you know, pretty clearly can feel if they're with you or not with you. But as a musician, I don't know. Do you just get up and play and you don't, especially an audience that was like 200,000 people or something like that. Does it not feel, can you tell if they're engaged or not? I mean, they obviously were. The guys were fucking punching each other in the face. Imagine how much you have to like a song where you just start punching other people in the face. That's how much you like that music. Where you're like, let's all, hey, do you guys want to just break our necks for a bit? Hey, this song is so good. Do you want to slam our heads together? I love this art so much. How about you snap my elbow backwards, huh? Just so we can really enjoy it. Yeah, they love, man. You see the mosh pit in that crowd and everything, but you can see people far out in the distance, and I'm like, I wonder. I don't know. It's amazing. When you see some of the, I think the biggest audience that was ever played to, I looked this up one time. I think it was Duran Duran. They played to like a million people in Rio de Janeiro one time. How fucking crazy is that? A million people. That's like a small Chinese village. All showing up for one concert. That is insane. And I'll tell you what, that's got to be, that's so funny too when you think about like just the revenue from that. If a regular person got to do just one concert for a million people, you'd be set up for life. They must have made so much money on that one performance. Just quit, dude. You're good to go. So anyway, that'll be fun. Now, here's what's not been fun is the this last week. So I've just been having night terrors. And it's the same shit every single time. It's this, I'm laying in bed, and then the door opens and something comes in. Something is coming. And sometimes I see it. Sometimes I don't. which is cool. I like that my brain is being creative and switching it up. Sometimes I see the demon coming in, and then sometimes it just opens and I freak out. And who wouldn't? Who wouldn't? You ever actually think about that? In the middle of the night, I think about it all the time. If someone actually broke in, you know, I like to think that I would be, I mean, fuck, I'm the man. I have to. I'm not going to send my wife. I'm not going to send, I mean, unless my tummy hurts. But you ever think about, like, if someone actually breaks in to your house, how fucking scary that would be? Like, even if you just heard your, like, the glass smash. Because, yes, you can call the police, but they're not going to be there right away. You got at least 5 minutes of hand-to-hand combat. Now, at least in Canada, there's a good chance they don't have a gun, which is good. You know, they're probably coming in with a hockey stick. No. But they're probably coming in with, like, maybe a bat. Maybe a, I've always thought that thing beside the, a fireplace, like a fire poker would be a great one. That would be a great weapon. Even a long fishing rod. That's a good, because that could poke you right in the eye. They're probably coming in with some type of weapon like that. Something you have to swing. A sword would be scary. By the way, is it sword or is it sword? Is it sword or sword? Because I know it's spelt sword. But I've never said it like that in my life. I've always just said sword. And then I've heard people say sword, and I'm like, am I the idiot? Is that embarrassing? When you find out in your 30s about a word that you're like, I might have been pronouncing this wrong the entire time. Is it sword? Same with one. Like, is it won or one? For when you win something. Did they won the lottery or win? Or won? Wait. Wing? One. I don't know. I'm telling you right now, just so this is on the record, so I can't lie later on. I say sword, like almost as if there's no W, and I'm not ashamed of that. I'll keep doing it. I'll keep doing it forever because I don't like sword. I don't like that. I don't like the word. And that's why it stood out to me, because I was watching this thing and the guy said sword and I hated it. Ugh. It's just gross. Sword. You're adding a syllable almost. Sword. Sword? No, sword. Sword. Anyway, okay, this has gone on long enough. But, if someone actually broke in, I think I'd be so scared. Oh, my God. I mean, you have to go down and see. But it's like, you already know it's going to be a fight, right? No one's just breaking in, not ready to go, especially at night. You're lucky if you do. Maybe it's just some crazy kids. That would be amazing. Oh, my God. That would be hilarious. If it was like a 14-year-old, that's my dream. Because then you can kick the shit out of a kid. Even just someone small. As long as they're like 5'6", then I'd be like, okay, I'm going to do this. But if the guy's like 6 feet, what do? Get my ass kicked in my own house? Ugh. It's scary when you think about that shit. But like I said, in the U.S., it'd be even scarier because you know for sure this person's got a gun. Oh, my God. Could you imagine? Like, even police, it's scary to shoot a gun. And they know, and they're trained, apparently. But for the layman like us, it's amazing just anyone could have... Oh, shit. That reminds me. Dude, I watched this video. I don't know why it just popped into my head. Oh, my God. I have the weirdest algorithm on YouTube right now. Like, it's showing me videos of this teacher, and she's just hammered at work. Oh, my God. But it's, you know what? It's so weird because she's hammered and then you almost feel bad for her and you shouldn't. Now, she's not hammered like fall over drunk, but you can hear. They bring her in and I guess it's just recorded through like the, the officer's, what do they call it? Dash cam they keep on their chest cam? Dash chest cam? I don't know. But you see her and... she's just like, they're like, yeah, you have anything today? She's like, no, I didn't have anything. And they're like, are you sure? Because it just seems a little different than this morning. So you haven't had, it's funny when you catch someone in a lie. And they slowly start to reveal it up until the point where they have to admit it, right? They're like, you have any medication or anything? She's like, no medication. And they're like, you're like slurring your words and stuff. She's like, well, I have some medication for anxiety that I took yesterday. And they're like, you took it yesterday? Because it seems like it's hitting you right now. She's like, well, no, I took it. Well, I took one yesterday. That's what I said. But I took one this morning, too. They're like, you said yesterday. No, I did take one yesterday, but one this morning, too. They're like, did you drink anything today? And she's like, no. Like, you ever have a drink at all? She's like, oh, yeah, yesterday, in the afternoon. And slowly, then it becomes like, oh, I had one at like 3 a.m. this morning. And I'm like, by the way, if that was true, she's pretty ballin'. I mean, 3 a.m.? This woman was like 55 years old, and she's out rallying at 3 a.m.? Still getting lit on a school night? For someone who literally works in a school? Shout out. Oh, my God. So eventually they're like, well, do you want to breathalyze? Now, that's got to be the moment that your heart sinks, right? Because she knows. It's so interesting when you see someone in that position, too, because it's like, she knows. She knows that she drank. And she knows that the truth teller is right there. You know, if there wasn't a breathalyzer, you could bullshit your way around it. You know, pretend you had a night terror. And, oh, by the way, the reason I forgot to even say, sorry, I'm all over the place, got ADD. The reason that I had those night terrors, we'll come back to this, don't worry, was because I realized that I was taking this, it's like a natural sleeping supplement, and the reason I got it was because it doesn't have melatonin, which I hate. I hate melatonin. One time I took one of those like dream water things that they have at 7-Eleven because I had too much caffeine. I was like, I'm not going to be able to sleep. I took one of those dream water things, went to sleep, and woke up the next morning just feeling like an absolute bag of old toast, like a bag of dog dicks. And I was like, oh, so then I read the ingredients on it. It was melatonin. I don't know what it is. I don't know if you guys are the same, but I find it just absolutely, it just makes me feel so groggy the next day. It's gross. So anyway, it's because the supplement that I got doesn't have melatonin. That's why I chose it, but it has L-theanine. And apparently L-theanine, I did some research, can cause night terrors. Well, wish I would have known that before taking it 3 nights in a row. So there you go. You guys be careful out there. If you're going to fucks with L-theanine, which is so funny because apparently, the whole reason for taking it is because it's supposed to have a calming effect and a de-stressing effect. And then ironically, it's the exact opposite. Fucking causes you to freak out in the middle of the night. I don't know how those two things could coexist. It's perfect. If you're the type of person who can't fall asleep because of stress, but then you also don't want to sleep through the whole night because you want to be stressed in your dreams, L-theanine. That's perfect. Why don't you de-stress for just enough time to have a nightmare of the most stress you could ever have in your life? L-theanine. Perfect. So stay away from that. Now, back to the drunk teacher. So it's so funny, like when they, and I don't know why, I think it's because I watched one of these videos and then YouTube is like, this guy loves these. And I do in a way because you get caught. You get caught, and that's the thing. If there wasn't the breathalyzer, then it's a completely different story because then you can fake it. Then you could finagle your way out of it, I think. There would at least have to be some type of, you know, trial or whatever. But they're like, do you want to breathalyze? And that's the moment. That's the moment where you watch. It's like, does this person, what do you do now? Because you know the truth is coming out. And the funny part is, what most of them do, and this is what I've seen in these videos, is whether it's driving or a teacher of a grade one class, is they either flip the fuck out, which is most of the driving ones, but some of them are just confident. They go, yeah, for sure. Almost as if, I don't know if it's like, if I'm so confident that I'll take the breathalyzer that they might just be like, well, she's so confident, let's not do it. That's one theory. Or maybe they're just hoping. Hoping for a good result, and they're like, I'll just say yes and let's see, let's roll the dice. Maybe a miracle will happen. You know, I have been going to church. I've been going to church my whole life. And I always said, Jesus, I will ask for nothing except to help me pass a breathalyzer once in a while. And she says yes. And right away, you know her fate is sealed. And it's sad. It is sad. And she blows. And she's like, dude, she's like 3 times the legal limit. Well, first of all, the officer kind of pissed me off because he goes, you're like double the legal limit. And she's like, what is it? He said, the legal limit's 0.08. And he's like, you're a 0.24. And I'm like, dude, that's literally exactly 3 times the legal limit. Like, the fact he didn't do the mental math made me a little bit mad, but I got past it. I got past it. And yeah, she was just fucking hammered, dude. And then you know what's sad too is she's like, am I going to be fired? And he's like, yeah, just like that. You know, and you never want to see it. And she also, I mean, she put the kids. Well, first of all, hold on. She is teaching grade one, you know, so I get, you know, it's I don't condone it, obviously, but, you know, oh, fucking grade one, dude. Fucking grade one. You can't even have a little drink. You're teaching fucking grade one. What are they, 7 years old? What are you going to fuck up for them, huh? What do they even know? What are you learning grade one? How to write the letter A? Huh? You're not doing math. You're not even doing, like, you know, you're not doing algebra. You're not doing science, even. Or if you're doing science, it's like that shit where you... Do you guys ever do that? Where you plant a seed, and then you watch it grow, and then you, like, sketch the plant? And I guess you learn something about how a thing grows. I don't know. Couldn't you do that drunk? I mean, if you think about it, the kids are basically drunk. You know, first graders, they basically act like drunk adults. They poop themselves. They pee themselves. They're rambunctious. No concern for consequences. Maybe she, if I was her lawyer, I would argue she was just trying to relate with the students, trying to get to the same level as the kids. I don't know if it's going to hold up, but that would be my argument. And we'll see. But yeah, she's like instant fired. Like, you got to do it. You got to do it. But fuck, dude. So embarrassing. Ugh. I couldn't watch anymore because it was so cringy. And you know what you always think about too? People never think about this, but, you know, for that lady, it's not only that she lost her job and stuff. It's like that video is on the internet. You never even think about that. She has to live with the fact that there's a video of her. Like, the most humiliating thing that's ever happened to her on the internet. Ugh. She's probably having a drink now. I hate to say it. Oh, yeah. I don't know. It's been going down that rabbit hole, man. These people. There's so many DUI videos. The funniest ones are when the cops get pulled over by another cop. And they're like, hey, come on, man. You know who I am. Ooh, I love those ones. I love the ones where the guy tries to flex. Right? There's this one where the guy is like the... What is he, a senator or something? Thinks he's big shit? Thinks he's hot shit? Which maybe they are. I don't really understand that because in Canada, apparently we have senators and I'm like, I don't even know what they do. Like, what the fuck is our Senate? You know? I know that we kind of have to have it for democracy or whatever, but what do they do? I'm like 90% sure it's 72-year-olds that sit on there waiting to die. And I don't think we should replace them. Just wait till they all die and get rid of it. I don't even know what the Senate does. You know, I don't even know, to be honest, if you gave me a quiz on like how the government works, I would have no idea. Does anyone actually know? I kind of know how our election works, you know? We have this House of Parliament, and they can yell whatever they want at each other, which I think is great. But how do they actually, like, how does legislation go through? What does the caucus do? What does the caucus fucking do? What the hell is the caucus? Is it still in there? Can they even call it that anymore? Or is that like, is that old? Is that offensive? Amazing. Alderman? I wonder if they're changing that. I wonder if they're changing alderman to older person. I actually don't even think that's a joke. I think they actually are changing it. Oh my God. Oh God. So, can't remember where I'm going with this, but don't drink and teach. That's what I'm trying to say. Don't drink and teach. I mean, I think you should be allowed to, but don't do it. Not if you're in the classroom. You know what's funny too is she snuck it. She snuck it in there too. Oh God. Anyway, I don't know if you guys watched any of the Women's World Cup. I actually, you know, it's one of those sports that I joked about this on stage. Like, it's one of those sports I tune in every 4 years when there's a big thing, right? Like, I'm not watching regular season anything. Like, soccer? Hell no. Hell, you got to be diehard to watch. Like, I think regular season soccer or baseball, you got to be diehard to watch that shit. I mean, I guess it, as long as you actually have an interest in it, it makes sense. You got a team, whatever. But otherwise, I mean, it's pretty cliche, but it's, you know, the sport, there's one goal per game, can end 0-0. But I'll tune in for the World Cup because it's exciting. It's the world. It's the world, baby. And you know what I love this year? The U.S. got kicked out early. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah, man. Because here's what's happening. One, it's good. First of all, it's good because the only reason the U.S. was so dominant was not because, like, here's the ironic part with it. If you think about it, like, the U.S. and Canada suck in men's soccer. Why? Because it's not culturally, it's not our sport, right? Compared to other countries. You think we're going to compete with Brazil, you know, Spain, all these sports where they're balls deep in soccer. We just don't have it. We got good soccer players, but it's not a thing as big. So we don't have a chance. But the reason the women's, like, USA team was so dominant was because they actually have rights. You think that the American women's team had a bit of more training facilities and a bit of a more opportunity to get better than the Iranian women's team? That's what I'm saying. So it wasn't that the like soccer is bigger in the U.S. We know it isn't. It's just that it shows how progressive each country is, blah, 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 blah. And that's true. So it's nice that the U.S. is not dominant anymore because it just shows that the other countries are catching up, which is good. It's good for all the women. It's good for the world. But I'm also glad because, and even the when I looked at the tweets and stuff, even the Americans were glad to see Rapinoe kicked out. Even her own countrymates were happy to see her get kicked out because she just whines. That's the whole thing. I get it. You don't make as much as the guys. I know. I get it. And it would be frustrating. You know, you get to the top of your sport, you reach the pinnacle, and you go, I'm not even making as much as the guys in the top of their thing. I get it. You know, it's frustrating, but come on. Quit whining about everything. I don't even know. I'm just talking shit. That's just what I hear. She was a big whiner, and people actually were happy to see her get kicked out. And then it was kind of fucked up, though, too, because I did see her, you know, the U.S. got kicked out. If you haven't seen the replay of it, you should. It's pretty it'll warm your heart to watch the penalty kicks. When you watch them get kicked out, it's kind of fucked up because her post-game interview was just sort of like, she's like laughing and shit. And you're like, did you not care about this? Right? Wasn't this your big thing? You don't even care? And she's laughing that they got kicked out. Meanwhile, the other girls are crying because they actually wanted to win. And she's just like, whatever, I've already won. I don't give a shit. Plus, doesn't she have like millions of dollars in endorsement deals and stuff? Anyway. So it was nice to see the U.S. get kicked out and then some other countries get a chance. And, yeah, I don't know. There was the drama there. There was some good drama. There was some good games. I didn't really watch a full game, but I watched the highlights. I just love that shit. I love anytime there's a world event like that. I just think it's exciting. And I don't know. It was nice to see how many people showed up, too. Like 80,000 people. That's got to be wild. That's got to be weird, though, too, because you go from playing in this tournament for 80,000 people right back to like who, 200? And I'm not trying to be offensive. I'm just saying that's got to be fucking weird, right? Like, I don't know. For me, even when I play men's league hockey, you got four people show up in the stands, I'm jazzed. Dude, when I'm playing men's league hockey and I see six people sitting in the stands, I get pumped the fuck up, dude. It's actually hilarious how sad it becomes when you're a grown man and you play hockey and there's no one in the stands and you're like, that's a good summation of what life as an adult is. That's such a good metaphor for just like no one gives a shit anymore, which is good, but it's, you know, you can't help but think back to when you were, you know, 13, 12, 13, 14, 15, there'd be full stands of adults, of parents, of grandparents. Like, your grandparents would drive into town to watch your hockey game, right? The coach, you had a coach, you had assistant coaches, You had referees with both eyes and didn't have arthritis. And then you literally, as soon as you, like, I don't know, turn 19 and you're not playing real hockey anymore. No, it's just sad. It just goes to zero. You get some ice time at 1 a.m. in the morning because you have the lowest priority. Half the guys in your team don't even have a full set of equipment. Your goalie, man, the one time we had a goalie show up, he had street hockey pads. The one time. It actually becomes kind of sad. I enjoy playing hockey because, you know, it's nice to keep active and it's nice to play with your friends and see everyone. But that whole dynamic, dude, of like, that's why when guys take it super serious, I get extra sad. Because I'm like, dude, none of this fucking matters. None of it. We're here. Literally, we're here to just try to have fun. I know you're frustrated with your family and you want to take it out on this ice. I get it. But it is sad. You see a guy actually back checking. You're like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Hold on. Sorry. Dog's trying to open the door again. You see a guy skating hard. Like, and I always laugh about that. Like when I'm in the, I don't know, when you're in the corner and there's some guy like cross checking you, just trying to ski, like get the puck from out your, I'm just like, just have it. You know what, dude? If you want the, if it's that important to you, just have the puck. I don't give a shit. Just take it, bro. God. And that's why it's so funny too. Actually, I noticed this the other day. There's a guy that I know that posted like an Instagram profile picture with the trophy. With the men's league trophy. And I'm like, who is that for? Now, I actually have to admit, I think I'm just as guilty. Because I definitely have a picture with a trophy. Well, I think it's on Facebook. And that's an exemption. If it's on Facebook, that's an exemption because that's boomer territory. You can post anything on Facebook. Who gives a shit? It gets, you know, it goes into some album with everything else. Who gives a shit, right? Facebook to me truly is just like the shoebox of pictures that you keep in your attic. Like they're still there and you can still look at them every now and then, but it's not really, it's no one's like, oh, let me go in the attic and look at those photos unless it's like Christmas. And they're like, all right, here's the one time per year I'm going to go back through this shit. That's what Facebook feels like to me at this point. But maybe it's because I'm not a boomer. I'm in the middle. Isn't that weird? Like, I would say I'm too young for Facebook, but too old for TikTok. I can't figure that shit out. But there's a guy, yeah, I saw, I was scrolling, and he put a like photo. And it's him skating around the ice with it above his head. And you're like, who the fuck? I don't know. I'm not trying to be an asshole, but I'm like, who gives a shit? Like, who cares? You won the men's league Div C championship. Who you know who cares about that trophy? The other guys on your team. And then they also don't even care. Like, the other team doesn't even give a shit. That's not even salt in the wound for them. You think, like, you think they're going to be scrolling their Instagram after the game and see your photo with the trophy and be like, fuck. Fuck, I quit. I'm not going into work tomorrow. Oh, damn, dude. It's so funny. Are you trying to pick up chicks? That would be amazing. That would be amazing. If there was a girl scrolling her Instagram, she's like, oh my God, look at this guy. Is that the Calgary Southeast Men's League Division H? Holy fucking one. Oh, man. It's weird, though, too, as an adult, when you, like, sports no longer matter, especially when it became such a big part of your life. That's why I always feel bad for those guys. Like, you know, the guys who were, I would rather be so far away from making the NHL that I can watch it without pain than those guys like bubble guys. Oh, that's gotta suck. Right? When you're so close. Oh, like if you played a couple of games and then you don't make it. And then you'd be triggered. Every time you see an NHL game on, you'd be like, oh, fuck. Could have been doing that. And here I am. Here I am working at, like, Enterprise Rental Car. No offense. No offense. Nothing wrong with working at Enterprise. I'm just saying, if you could have been playing on the Los Angeles Kings, it's a bit of a twist. But such is life, you know? Sometimes you take L-theanine and have a night terror and freak out. So, who can predict? Yeah, that's so funny. I don't know. I see a lot of people playing this pickleball thing now too. I don't know what that's all about. Seems like a good way to destroy a knee. Isn't it? Actually, I saw a video of them trying to broadcast it on TSN, and apparently it was so boring it got like the worst ratings of all time. It got like three people watching it. If you do worse than bowling, that's bad. Although, let me take that back, because watching bowling on TV is actually pretty lit. It's actually not bad. If you ever seen it, you don't need, because no one has a favorite bowler, right? That would be amazing, though. What if Netflix did a series on that, right? Called like Perfect 10, right? Or they could call it Three Fingers in a Ball, Ball Fingers. Ball Fingers in a Pin. Oh, shit. Or Life. Oh, fuck. They could call it Life in the Lane. Fuck, I don't know. Could you imagine if they got us into bowling? Because Netflix seems like they can get us into any sport. All they have to do is they put out a behind-the-scenes thing, and all of a sudden you care about racing. Right? Sports you never thought you'd give a shit about. You're all of a sudden your balls deep. I think they could get us into bowling. If there was drama, right? Like bowling beef. Dudes stealing other guys' bowling ball, right? Smudging it up. Tying their shoelaces together. Oh my God. Right? Rubbing chicken wing sauce on the inside of the finger holes. Jesus. Drama for days, man. Drama for days. Anyway. I think that's all. That's it for this week. I gotta go eat another. I gotta eat another chicken curry, cause that's what I eat now. That's what I've been eating all week. I don't know why I had to announce it, but just I know. In case you're curious, that's what I'm doing. And like I said, I will be at the Outdoor Comedy Festival this Sunday in a couple days. I will check back in next week with you guys, let you know how it went. I'm afraid to check the forecast, but I'll do that right after this. And thanks again for tuning in. I will see you again soon, next week. And always, like we always say, go out there and just be your best and live your little truth. The best of your whatever thing.